Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MeekCityMiracles.com at TitansMCM. Today is Wednesday, December the 21st. The Titans, like I said yesterday, were somewhat on the practice field, basically an estimated walkthrough. They put out an injury report, which is maybe, you know, the Titans have had a lot of ridiculous injury reports this year. This one is maybe the most ridiculous, which is, you know, it's a really good time to be, you know, the most injured that you have been all year. So the Titans had Dylan Cole, Dennis Daly, Nate Davis, Christian Fulton, Ben Jones, Terrence Mitchell, Dylan Raidens, Ryan Tannehill, Josh Thompson, all listed as did not practice. Again, this is estimated in what they would have done had there been an actual practice. Let's go through those a little bit. Dennis Daly's was not injury related. I guess he's fine. I don't really know what the point in estimating that is. But you got Nate Davis with an ankle. He got hurt in the game on Sunday, did not come back. So that's a problem. Christian Fulton still has not practiced since the Philadelphia game. Ben Jones with a concussion, which is a little bit of a concern for, I mean, multiple reasons. First, for him, it's his second concussion in short order. And then also, when you look at forward to the game this week, you know, it's typically taking guys 2 weeks to clear now. And so you can assume that he's not going to be there Saturday. And then his availability for Thursday against the Cowboys would obviously also be in question. All right, so that's that. Dylan Raidens with the knee. Again, Raidens played well, graded well in the snaps that he played. But then, of course, like everybody else, got hurt. So we'll have to see if he can make it back this week to practice. Or to the game. Ryan Tannehill, we talked yesterday about how he's probably not going to play a, quote, uphill battle for him. All right, guys that were listed as limited, Danico Autry, Trey Avery, Aaron Brewer, Derrick Henry, Amani Hooker, Nicholas Petit-Frere, and Jeffrey Simmons. So the entire offensive line is on the injury report, which is, you know, not fantastic. With this group right here, Trey Avery, you know, missed last week because of a concussion. I guess 2 weeks. Now that he's back limited on a limited basis, it seems like he's in the steps of clearing concussion protocol. So I say there's probably a pretty good chance that he can play. Derrick Henry, not injury related. Amani Hooker with the knee. You know, he missed last week. So maybe the fact that they listed him as limited gives him a chance. But when he had the shoulder before, they did this kind of with him for a week. They listed him as limited. And then it still took him. He didn't play that week. It was the following week. So we'll keep an eye on that. Who else there? I mean, Petit-Frere, hopefully he can play. Aaron Brewer again. Like the offensive line is going to be a mess for Malik Willis. So not a great combination there. But I mean, hopefully both those guys will be able to go. And they had two guys listed as full participants: Andrew Adams, Treylon Burks. Obviously, really good news with Treylon Burks there, because that means that if he was estimated to be full, and again, all of this is an estimation, so take all of that. You know, this is the quote Wednesday injury report, except it was on a Tuesday. because the game's on Saturday. But, you know, Wednesday is always there's a lot of fluctuation that happens. But the fact that Burks was listed as full, that should mean he is either cleared concussion protocol or is in the final steps of clearing said protocol. So hopefully, they'll be good to go there. A couple more things this morning before we recorded, the Titans have apparently signed Josh Dobbs, former University of Tennessee quarterback, also former Pittsburgh Steeler. Obviously they need a third guy with Tannehill most likely being out. They signed Kevin Hogan last week, so you would assume that going into this game, obviously Malik Willis is a starter, Hogan would be the backup, and you've got Dobbs as a third guy. I can't imagine he'd be active on game day, but we'll have to see how that works. They also signed a couple of interior offensive linemen yesterday morning, which was a little bit surprising considering, they need a tackle, because the tackle's not good. But then when you see all the guys, the fact that Aaron Brewer, Ben Jones, and Nate Davis are all on the injury report, again, I feel okay about Aaron Brewer playing. It seems like it's probably a long shot for Ben Jones and Nate Davis. Again, concussion protocol, I would be surprised if Ben Jones plays. We don't know about Nate Davis's ankle, but we do know that he left the game and didn't come back. So that's obviously the concern there. So, this thing just keeps getting longer and longer. Mike Vrabel did say yesterday that he hopes the report will be shorter at the end of the week than he projected it to be yesterday. He said that before, all this came out. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe they'll bump a bunch of guys up today. When they actually probably have somewhat of a practice today. I don't know how much actual practice they do this time of year anyway. I mean, they're obviously not hitting. So, it's just a matter of getting out there and moving around. One thing he did talk about is Zach Cunningham a little bit, basically saying, they have to try to gauge with his elbow when he's going to be ready for contact. And with the fact they're not putting pads on in practice right now, they're not hitting in practice, it's more of a projection thing. They have to feel like he's comfortable with that before they can bring him back. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play, just because, generally when they open these guys' windows, most of the time they come back that first week. But obviously Cunningham didn't, so I'd be, again, surprised if he doesn't come back for this game. So anyway, a lot of moving parts here. It's going to be really interesting. Like I said, Malik Willis is most likely going to start, according to reports from yesterday. So, him with with an offensive line that already wasn't good, now you're going to have most likely, let's assume Aaron Brewer can go. You're going to have him playing out of his normal position. Now, that may be the better position for him long term, but, just as what he does week in and week out, he's playing out of position playing center. Then you're going to have probably two guys filling in on either side of him. We're definitely gonna have one guy filling in for him right at guard, at left guard, if he's playing center. But then if Nate Davis, who's been their best offensive lineman, can't go, then you're gonna have whoever. I mean, they got Corey Levin, who's played some for them, is probably okay. But it's just a lot of new guys, a lot of guys out of position. Plus you've got Dennis Daly, who's terrible, NPF, who hasn't been great. So anyway. A lot of stuff moving on there in a game that the Titans would really like to win. They may have a little bit of an uphill battle to do so. We'll say that, the most important thing now at this point is really week 18, getting everybody healthy for that game. Because based on all the tiebreaker stuff that I've seen, basically, even if the Titans lose two and the Jaguars win two, week 18 is still winning in for the Titans. So if you can have the defense healthy by then, that makes a big difference, obviously. And then if you can get the offensive line at least somewhat back to, again, it's not great, but if you can at least get them healthy, then maybe, you have something better to go off of there. So anyway, that's what we're working with today. We'll see what comes out this afternoon and report back on that in the morning. Between now and then, musiccitymiracles.com is your place to check out all of the most up-to-date information. I'm Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.